Yes, we were one of the four national winners in the competition. This was the first year that this competition has been run in Ireland. In Italy, in Rome, there's been a 100 cribs competition. It's now in its 31st year, started by the diplomatic community. And they got together cribs made, many of them by professional artists from all over the world. And a couple of years ago, the Irish ambassador to the Holy See, Mr. McDonough, took his own two little daughters to see this exhibition in Rome, and they loved it so much that he thought, why don't we have Irish participation? So through his very good friend, Dr. Bulbulia, who's a director of the National Gallery, Ambassador McDonough suggested that Irish schools should participate. So Veritas kindly undertook to organise the competition, contacted schools all over the country, gave us a brief, 2 cubic feet, no bigger, that was all the brief, any crib, any design, any material, and we said yes, we'd love to take part.
And for your school, I mean, you are a special needs school, so it was perhaps even more significant to take part and to win.
Yes, Carmona School caters for children with severe to profound learning difficulties, and most of our children would have multiple disabilities of one sort or another. But we're a national school. You know, the Constitution of Ireland says that every child in the state is to be cherished equally. Every child of the state is entitled to a national school education. We follow the national curriculum, the guidelines for severe and profound schools, and we're a national school on the same basis as anybody else.
So how did you actually go about making the crib?
We decided, first of all, that we would go for a conventional nativity scene, and we divided the different characters in the story between each class. Each class was given, one class was given Mary, another was given Joseph, another angels, etc. We each made our own figures. We used old cardboard boxes, loo roll middles, scraps of fabric, cut up bits of paper, bucketfuls of PVA glue, and we each class together made the figure. Every child was involved with gluing, painting, etc. And then we brought everything together, assembled it in a couple of old supermarket boxes, well covered with paint and glitter and PVA, and it all came together, and we were delighted with it. We were very proud of it.
And how involved were the children in actually making it? I mean, you say each child had a part, but what exactly did that part involve?
It involved talking about what we were doing, talking about the Christmas story, talking about the different characters. It involved, for example, the children in my class, most of them have a level of visual impairment, so a lot of the work was tactile, was feeling textures, was feeling sticky glues, was tearing papers, tearing cotton wool, preparing the materials, and then, I say, everybody helping to apply lots of glue, lots of glitter, lots of paint. Yes, every child in the school had a hand in that crib.
And is this quite a momentous occasion for you, in the sense that, you know, I'm sure you must get people who say, well, why educate children who are this severely impaired? And yet here they are getting involved with a competition like this and winning on a national level.
Nobody would say to me, why educate children on this level? Because I can tell you they'd get a fairly firm answer from me. Every child in this state is cherished equally. Every child is capable of their own level of excellence. I can't paint like Caravaggio. It doesn't prevent me enjoying the National Gallery. I can't sing like Maria de Los Angeles. It doesn't prevent me enjoying a concert. We all have our own levels of excellence, and our children here are just as capable of their own levels of excellence, which would surprise a lot of people. Some of what they are capable of. This is the big thing as far as all the staff here are concerned. We know what our children are capable of. We're teachers. We see the child's abilities. We know the disabilities are there, and we have to work around them. For their work to be recognised nationally and internationally, fair and square. I mean, this was the judging of this competition was completely independent. There were no, you know, arms twisted or strings pulled. We, our children, fair and square, have proved themselves to be capable of just as much excellent work as any other child in any other school. And I think if the outside world can see that that even children with severe and profound difficulties are capable of excellence, then it's been a very, very worthwhile and very rewarding exercise.